As a boy, Lowry had never shone academically at school, and he said that an aunt suggested he try art school because he lacked any other obvious ability. He had indeed drawn since childhood, but art was not a career that his respectable conservative parents would have approved. And instead, Lowry took a job as a clerk with a firm of Manchester chartered accountants. Oops, skipped one. This is his mother, Elizabeth, on the left, and his father, Robert, on the right. There was certainly little precedent within the family for an interest or ability in the visual arts. Lowry's father, Robert, was himself a clerk with a Manchester estate agent. And although other family members spoke well of Robert as a kind man, Lowry described him as a queer chap in many ways. Nothing upset him, nothing pleased him. It was as if he got a life to get through, and he got through it. But my mother's character was very different. Her taste was remarkable. She had an eye for what was beautiful. She did not understand my painting, but she understood me, and that was enough. This description of his mother in turn contrasts with the general perception of Elizabeth Lowry as a demanding woman, disappointed with her social status in life, who showed little warmth towards her husband or her son. This first job as a clerk provided an income and allowed Lowry to pay for private painting lessons, the only painting lessons he had. He attended portrait classes run in the evening by Reginald Barber, at one time the vice president of the Manchester Academy, and he also studied under an artist called William Fitz, with whom he painted mainly still lives. A small number of oil paintings dating from before 1910 survive, including one or two still life subjects, small, quite dark pictures, competently painted as student exercises, nothing terribly exciting. In 1905, he began attending evening classes at Manchester Municipal College of Art. Now, I've cheated slightly here because this is actually a photograph of Lowry at Salford School of Art, which he attended later. And this is him on the left, nearest the model, standing by the easel. These evening classes provided a traditional academic training, starting with freehand drawing, moving on to drawing casts after antique sculpture, and finally, having begun to study anatomy, students graduated to the life class. Examples of Lowry's work from both the antique and the life classes exist, including this drawing, simply called Portrait of a Woman. We don't know who she is, just an anonymous life class model, as far as we're aware. And he kept quite a few of these life drawings that he did as a student. Though not carefully, they tended to be sort of stuffed into plan chest drawers, and the ones that survive are often very sort of ragged around the edges and so on. He also kept a sketchbook of anatomical drawings he'd made as a student, which has carefully annotated skeletal studies, sometimes sharing the pages with studies from the nude, roughly sketched heads, or figures in movement. Looking back, he said of the life class, "It was good to meet people there. I did not draw the life really well. I was